Will now. Well, now, once again, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level. And we would like to take a moment to express our greetings to each of you, and as well to express our gratitude for your once again offering us this opportunity to enter into and interact with each of you in your vibrational level. Now, before we begin on this afternoon, we would suggest that there exists for each of you the opportunity to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And now you will find that as a result of this energy that you have created in this atmosphere on this afternoon, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness, and in that altered state of consciousness, interact with, once again, those entities that would be with us, and many times the information that you receive in that so-called silent communication, in that telepathic interaction and exchange of information, is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. And so, we would suggest that you take advantage of that opportunity, but of course, as always, that choice is yours. Absolutely. Now, once again, you exist in what we like to refer to as a vibrational level. It really doesn't matter the terminology that you utilize to attempt to give an explanation of the various existences. But vibrational level gives you, in your awakened consciousness state, the opportunity to perceive that there are different vibrations and consequently different areas of existence or creation, if you wish. Now, to suggest that one's particular vibrational level is higher or lower than the other is to just suggest that somehow that there is indeed some type of a result that you're attempting to achieve to get to a different level, and it's really not that way. We simply use this terminology, a vibrational level, to attempt to give you some type of an explanation that you can apply, if you wish, to your current understanding of existing within this vibrational level and within your awakened consciousness state. You see, these vibrational levels, these creation vibrational levels, if you wish, exist within the same time and same space. They are not separate, other than from various levels of consciousness. We use the analogy many times that you have, for example, a multitude of various types of frequencies existing within your Earth's atmosphere, and you understand that it's possible for you to tap into one of those frequencies while eliminating all the rest through this various apparatuses that you use to tap into these vibrations, into these radio frequencies, if you would. And so you understand absolutely that these vibrations, that these frequencies are being broadcast in your atmosphere, all existing in the same time and same space, and yet you have the capacity to pick on one particular vibration while eliminating all the rest. You can tap into that one vibration depending upon the various apparatus that you're using while, once again, you eliminate all the rest. And so you exist in a vibrational level. You exist in a reality that exists within the same space and same time as all of the other realities, all of the other vibrational levels that exist throughout all of creation. And so you simply, particularly in your awakened consciousness state and in, as well in various levels of consciousness that you exist in, you put in place an electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand that these vibrational levels, if you wish, these frequencies are existing within the same time and same space, and that you, once again, even in your altered states of consciousness, choose to maintain an electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. Not only limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, but limits as well other entities, if you wish, or energies, or whatever it is, terminology that you would like to utilize to describe entities existing outside of your vibrational level, from interfering in the creation process that you're involved in your vibrational level, particularly once again in your awakened consciousness state, and as well through various levels of consciousness in your meditative states, in your dream states, and even in your so-called between incarnational states when you die, in other words, and you continue to exist in this vibrational level. When you take a moment to consider that those vibrational levels exist within the same time and same space, then as well consider that your so-called past and your so-called future existence within this particular vibrational level exist within the same time and same space. Time and space are illusionary. They don't really exist except for you believe in your awakened consciousness state that they exist. And once again as well through various levels of consciousness. However, when you're in some of those altered states of consciousness, when you're in your meditative state and when you're in your deep dream states, you absolutely experience realities without the limitations of your so-called belief in time and space. And so, this vibrational level exists within the same time and same space as all of the other vibrational levels. You simply choose to hide from all of the other vibrational levels. You choose to not tap into them, if you would. You choose to put in place the limitations that allow you to have that capacity to understand that time and space are illusionary, and all the vibrational levels exist within the same time and same space. You see, your so-called past, your so-called altered lifetimes, other lifetimes, like you like to refer to past lifetimes as opposed to future lifetimes, or as opposed to alternate lifetimes, because, you see, you believe in time and space. And if you believe in time and space, then you believe as well there is this so-called passage of time, this evolutionary process. And if there is a passage of time and an evolutionary process, then indeed your so-called past lives have occurred. Your future lives have not occurred. If you begin to understand that indeed the past lives and the future lives exist within the same time and same space, then you begin to understand as well that this particular reality that you exist in your awakened consciousness state is an illusion. It's not real. We're not suggesting that it's insignificant. We're suggesting that it's an illusion. It's an illusion that you, in conjunction with the other entities existing within this vibrational level, choose to put in place, choose to perpetuate. You choose to make it seem real. And the reason is quite simple, and we've suggested many times. You exist in this vibrational level because you choose to be here. You choose to exist in this vibrational level. You're not put here by some entity that is trying to have you go through some type of a growth in your so-called spiritual existence. You can have that if you wish. You see, you can have whatever it is that you desire. The irony of it is, you do have whatever it is that you desire. You may, in your awakened consciousness state, hold, for example, a desire to have a certain type of experience, but you don't hold the thoughts and feelings to create that reality. You don't hold all of the imagination and the desire, and in particular the expectation for that to be created, for you to have that experience. But you do hold the expectation to experience the reality that you are currently being involved in your creation process. And it's, once again, the reason you exist in this vibrational living is quite simple. It's so simple that it's disarming. It's so simple that it's almost hard for you to grasp. But you exist in this vibrational level by choice. And you exist in this vibrational level for the opportunity to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that's not possible for you to experience when you understand that you are absolutely in control of the reality that you are experiencing. Consider that for a moment. You experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that's not possible for you to experience when you believe that this reality is an illusion. When you believe that this reality is beyond your control, when you believe that it's real, then it becomes much more intense. And the particular day-to-day activities create much more intense feelings. We use an analogy as well, that when you go into a theater, you understand absolutely that what you're seeing broadcast upon that screen is simply a trick of lights and sound, and there is a projection of someone else's conception of what it is that they desire to you experience. You understand as well that when you're in that theater, the time does not have the same consequences that it has when you're so-called in your real world. And so there can be a huge passage of time on your so-called projection on the screen as compared to what you're physically experiencing while you sit in that theater. And you understand absolutely that it's an illusion. And consequently, while the feelings and emotions can be quite intense, absolutely, but they're not nearly as intense as what you experience when you leave the theater. And ironically, the emotions that you experience in that theater primarily are based upon so-called realities that you have experienced in the so-called real world outside the theater. And so you exist in this vibrational level by choice. You exist in this vibrational level for the opportunity to experience those intense range of emotions and feelings that are not possible for you to experience once you understand that this reality is an illusion. Time and space don't really exist. They're an illusion. When you alter your consciousness, when you go into your dream state, you still exist within the limitations that you put upon. But you get a glimpse of the understanding of the illusionary concept of time and space. They don't really exist. It's impossible for you to exist in anything but the now. You can't exist in your past or your future. You exist in the now. And by the time an explanation is given, your so-called future has already become your past, and you continue to exist in the now. It's almost impossible to give you a description of this concept of time and space. It's an illusion. It doesn't really exist. And so when you exist in this vibrational level, and you hold in your so-called conscious mind various thoughts or feelings, various make choices and decisions, you have expectations for what it is that you're about to experience. And that spark of consciousness that you are, that creation portion of your so-called spirit, if you wish, validates and gives to you that which you desire. It's in your awakened consciousness state that you decide and choose to put some type of a judgment as to whether or not that reality that you're experiencing is creating either positive or negative emotions and feelings. From the level at which you create your reality, that spark of consciousness has no such judgment. but rejoices in the creation process. Rejoices in the reality that you're experiencing. Rejoices in creating what it is that you desire. Validating your beliefs and belief systems. Providing you with validations of your expectations for the beliefs that you hold. What do you believe? It seems like such a simple statement, what do you believe? And yet it's the key to understanding what's responsible for the reality that you are experiencing in your awakened consciousness state. What do you believe? It seems, once again, such a simple statement. Many of your beliefs are beliefs that you put in place in your so-called altered state of consciousness, in your between incarnational states, that are contained within your DNA and have the option to be experienced within your so-called awakened consciousness state in a particular incarnational period. Your choice, you put them in place, and you create many times the opportunity to experience them. There are other particular experiences that you bring into a particular incarnational period that are contained within your DNA, that you experience, if you would, almost as an act of faith. For example, your physical being, who and what you look like, if you wish, is put in place by the choices that you make in your so-called in-between incarnational period. Are you going to be a very tall person, or are you going to be a very short person? You see, you choose. You choose the particular genetic makeup, if you wish, that will result in the physical appearance that you have in this so-called particular incarnational period. You choose in your so-called altered state of consciousness what gender you are going to experience in this particular incarnational state. And now as well, you in that altered state of consciousness interact with the entities that you're involved in this incarnational period, and you put in place as well the opportunities to experience certain realities. You put in place in your DNA many times opportunities to experience realities that are based upon the choices and decisions that you make in a particular incarnational period. You see, your choices and decisions are influenced by your thoughts and feelings. What do you believe? Your attitude, your beliefs influence your thoughts and feelings, as well influence your choices and decisions, and result in the reality that you experience. You have a desire to have a certain type of reality. We would suggest that your imagination is very important in your creation process. Imagination is the key to altering and creating the reality that you desire. What do you believe? If you have a desire, it's very beneficial to utilize your imagination, to utilize what it would be like to experience that reality in your so-called awakened consciousness state. But then you must have the expectation, and there comes the difficult part. You see, many individuals know that it's possible to influence a reality. They just don't believe that it's possible for them to influence their reality. And consequently, because they don't believe, they don't have the expectation that what it is that they desire, what they've been imagining, will be created in their reality. It seems like a very nice idea, but it doesn't work for me. What do you believe? What are your expectations? You see, once again, you put in place in your so-called in-between incarnational state various beliefs and belief systems that are held within your DNA. Potential realities for you to experience in a particular incarnational period. And some of those have to do, for example, with your health issues. And so you enter into a particular incarnational period and you have within your DNA the possibility for you to have a certain type of experience. And once again, it's important to understand that that spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether or not this particular possibility will be a positive or negative experience. That's the judgment that you make in your awakened consciousness state. The spark of consciousness that you are validates your beliefs and belief systems, gives to you that which you desire, validates your choices and decisions, validates what it is that you expect to experience in your awakened consciousness state. And so you enter into this incarnational period with a particular possibility that's contained within your DNA. And you, throughout this incarnational period, make the choices and decisions that bring into fruition, if you wish, bring into your reality this particular disease. For example, an individual may develop some type of cancer, a disease that each of you are familiar with and each of you believe is very difficult for you to eliminate, if you wish, very difficult for you to have leave your physical being. However, contained within your DNA are the potential for you to possibly experience that reality. And so you go through this particular incarnational period and you make choices and decisions and you have different types of habits, if you wish, and you hold certain attitudes that you fear, for example, the opportunity or the potential that you will experience some type of disease, and you live a lifestyle that results in validating that turning from a possibility into a probability, and you experience that so-called disease. You experience the cancer, for example, that we have used. You each understand that it's possible for you to have a lifestyle. You believe that it's possible through your lifestyle, through your choices and decisions, for you to influence your health to the extent that you create, or at least create the potential to experience this type of disease that you refer to as cancer. You believe that you have the capacity on your own to influence and to have that experience. But you don't believe, many of you, that you have the capacity as well to eliminate it. You see, you have a societal belief, you have individual beliefs that many of these diseases are very difficult for you to eliminate, very difficult for you to have out of your system. And so you search for various different techniques, if you wish, for you to eliminate these various diseases from your physical being. Because you believe that it's difficult for you to eliminate them. And we're not suggesting for an instant that it's right or wrong. That's your choice. And the spark of consciousness that creates this reality, that spark of consciousness that is who and what you truly are, rejoices in that creation process, gives to you that which you desire, allows you to experience the intense ranges of emotions and feelings that are associated with that type of an experience, with that experience that you are afflicted, if you wish, that you are experiencing this disease that's very difficult for you to eliminate. And so you hold that thought in your mind. You hold it in your awakened consciousness state, and you dwell on it. And when you hold it in your conscious state, and when you dwell on it, whether it is in your so-called awakened consciousness state, something that you would view as being positive or negative is irrelevant. When you hold it in your awakened consciousness state, when it dwells in your mind, you influence the capacity and the possibility to experience it in your awakened consciousness state. We have suggested that in this so-called new age and new energy that you have as a human consciousness in a societal belief system, altered your reality to the point, altered your creation process to the point where it's possible for you in your awakened consciousness state to influence your reality in a manner that was very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. Now, many individuals look upon that as thinking, well, then why aren't we suddenly creating this utopia, if you wish? Why aren't we eliminating what you in your awakened consciousness state view as being the so-called negative experiences? Because in your awakened consciousness state, you are still holding these in your so-called awakened consciousness state in your mind. And you are experiencing them. You are holding the thoughts and feelings. You're making the choices and decisions. You're having the expectation to have those experiences. And once again, the spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but validates the beliefs that you hold and rejoices in the creation process. What do you believe? And so what do you believe becomes extremely important if you are concerned about influencing your reality from your conscious state. If you are concerned about creating your reality from a conscious state. If you're not concerned, it doesn't really matter. This is not a right or wrong. You see, you choose to exist in this vibrational level once again for the opportunity to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings. It's really that simple. You didn't come here because you have to go through some type of a spiritual growth. You can have that if you wish. If you wish to hold the belief that you need to go through some type of a spiritual growth or you need to have some type of an enlightening experience, you can have that. It's your choice. But what's important to understand is that it's your choice. You were not put here. You choose to be here. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. And so what becomes important is to understand what the beliefs are. You see, if you don't believe that you're in control, it's not right or wrong. You can have that. And you will have all types of experience that validate in your awakened consciousness state that belief that you're not in control. It's not right or wrong. It gives you the opportunity to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are associated with the realities that you create when you hold that belief and belief system. Once again, it's not right or wrong, it's a choice. It's your choice. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. What do you believe? And therein lies the difficulty. What do you believe? Particularly when you don't have the expectations that it's possible for you to influence your reality. And it's rather ironic that an individual becomes involved in a so-called very, very difficult situation and then decides, well, I guess I better start thinking about what I believe that's creating this and attempts to make the changes that are necessary to alter that experience. We would suggest that it's like, because of your belief in time and space, that it's more beneficial for you to go through some type of a training period, if you would. Choose things that you can influence and control that are not all that important to you. Begin with those so-called little things. Because when you achieve success in influencing your reality, and then you begin to think that this is possible, and you begin to alter your belief. And when you begin to alter your belief, you begin to alter your expectations. And when you begin to alter your expectations, then what you utilize in your imagination, then what you truly desire, you can bring into your reality. You can alter your reality. And then when you experience these diseases, you can alter the disease. And then you can begin to question what it is in your belief system that's responsible for the experience in the first place. why do you correct what you in your awakened consciousness state view as a negative particular type of a reality? And you begin to understand that you create that reality for the opportunity to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are associated with it. And then you can change it. Then you can change it. It's important to understand that the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. When you begin to understand and you begin to experience these alterations in your reality that seemed at one point beyond your capacity to control or to achieve, then you begin as well to understand the simplicity of the reality that you're involved in, the illusionary aspect of the reality. It's an illusion. Your consciousness exists within each and every cell of the entire universe. Consider that each of you understand as well that you have within your physical being not literally thousands of cells, but rather billions of cells that are carrying on an activity that is operated by your consciousness. Each of you can understand that that's not only a possibility, but that's a reality. And so you should have no difficulty in understanding that the thoughts, the feelings, the emotions that you hold in your physical being are influencing the activities that exist within each cell of your physical being. We would suggest that what you hold in your so-called conscious being, in your conscious mind, and in your subconsciousness, not only affects all of the physical being that is existing within your body, not all of those activities in your trillions of cells that are being carried on constantly, but it affects your entire universe. It's an illusion. We're not suggesting for an instant that it's insignificant. We're suggesting it's an illusion. We're suggesting that your consciousness exists within each and every cell of your entire vibrational level. You are one. It defies an explanation on what it is that you are one. All of it gives this explanation that somehow you are separate and yet you're not, and yet you are. And so there's a contradiction that becomes impossible to give an explanation for. When you go with inside, when you learn to meditate and to alter your consciousness and to go with inside, it's possible for you to experience this oneness. It's possible for you to experience who and what you truly are. This sense of absolute, unconditional, and unending love is from which you create this reality. It's who and what you truly are. And it's possible for you, once again, in an altered state of consciousness, to experience the connection with that unconditional love that you hide from when you put in place this electromagnetic type of energy that we refer to as the veil. And once you make that connection, once you experience, you will become overwhelmed with the emotions of that unconditional love, and you will understand why it's impossible to give an explanation, but rather to encourage others to attempt to experience that, if that's what you desire. It's not necessary. You see, you choose to exist in this vibrational level. You choose to be here. You're not put here by some entity that suggests that you must go through some type of a learning session or that you somehow must become more advanced spiritually. You can have that if you desire, but it's your choice. It's not necessary. You see, in this vibrational level that you exist in, you create your reality. You are the God you search for. There is not one entity existing in this vibrational level or in any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than what each of you are. You are all that is. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. It's a no-fail creation process that you're involved in. You simply choose to hide from that understanding. You can't fail. And so it's not really all that important, other than what it is that you experience in this particular incarnation of where you're in and in your awakened consciousness state. It's not really all that important that you understand that particular aspect of creation process. You can have it if you wish. If you wish to have that experience of connecting with who and what you truly are, go with inside. Alter your consciousness. That opportunity exists for each of you. Go with inside. What do you believe? Many individuals who are attempting to achieve that connection with that spark of consciousness that they are search for various methods, techniques, if you wish, that would assist them in connecting with that spark of consciousness. And when one particular method or technique does not grant them the experience that they're looking for, that they desire, when they don't go with inside and make that connection, then they begin to believe that that technique is not perhaps the best technique. And so they begin to search for another technique or method. And they spend more time searching for methods and techniques than they do going with inside, meditating, altering your consciousness with the intent that you can come in connection with that spark of consciousness that you are. We've used the analogy many times. It is like you have a whole fleet of various types of vessels lined up along a shore, and you're about to embark upon a journey across a body of water, and just offshore there lies a huge bank of fog that you can't see through. And so you don't understand and you don't realize that this journey is not a dangerous journey. But nonetheless, you fear what you don't know. And so you run up and down the shore checking out these various vessels to find out which one you believe can accomplish this journey, which one will be the safest, which one would be the most secure, which one will assist you in passing through that fog, if you wish, into having that experience of that connecting with who and what you truly are. And many individuals spend their entire lifetime, if you wish, running up and down the shore and never really take the trip. It's not necessary for you to worry about the vessel. You see, the method or technique that you utilize is not nearly as important as your belief in the method or the technique. What do you believe? You see, the irony of it is that you can walk across the water, and the fog only exists because you put it there. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Pay attention to what it is that you hold in your awakened consciousness state. Your thoughts and feelings affect your choices and decisions and influence your beliefs and belief systems that result in the reality that you experience. What do you desire? What are your expectations? You see, for you to have what you refer to as a positive experience is a choice. Your choice It's not something that someone else has chosen for you. It's not something that's afflicted upon you. It's a manifestation of your beliefs and belief systems based upon your choices and decisions, based upon your thoughts and feelings, based upon what it is that you believe. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings. Pay attention to the spontaneous reactions, the spontaneous attitudes, to get a glimpse of what it is that you truly believe that's responsible for the reality that you are experiencing, so that you can either intensify the belief system or you can alter it. Your choice. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You are the God you search for, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. What do you believe? Now, we will break for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to return and attempt to answer them for you. And in the meantime, we would suggest to you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And we would bid you farewell with love and with peace.